Staffing remains a huge problem for the Alaska Marine Highway System. That was the message from the new director, Craig Tornga, during a meeting last Friday with the ferry system's statewide board.
Crewing, that's our biggest pain we have right now. It's just a daily challenge.
Tornga says the crew shortage affects how many ferries can run this summer. 6 of the system's 9 ferries are operating. There is not enough crew to run the Kennecott, one of the state's largest ferries, and other ferries are at risk of getting tied up.
The only reason we have 6 vessels operating is the willingness of the crews to work over. We're at risk of shutting the Hubbard down on this next week because we can't get another licensed engineer on board.
The Hubbard is a newly built day ferry that runs the Lynn Canal connecting Skagway, Haines, and Juneau. It's running this week despite Tornga's comments. The ferry system needs over 800 workers both on and offshore to run its fleet efficiently. Tornga says entry-level positions on the water are fully staffed, but they are short by nearly 60 higher-level positions that require licenses, like those that steer the boat in the wheelhouse and work in the engine rooms. Hiring new ferry workers is a complicated process and can take months. There is a shortage of marine workers worldwide, the demand is outpacing supply, but Alaska has its own specific problems, including short staffing onshore. Tornga says administrative vacancies are causing payroll issues for ferry workers every day, and that's leading to a bad reputation when recruiting new workers.
Don't take the job with the Alaska ferries, you won't get paid.
He says the state's Department of Transportation plans to assume the ferry system's payroll responsibilities, which will help. DOT spokesman Sam Depsovich says that transfer has been ongoing since earlier this year. He says they are training in-house staff and plan to have the new payroll system up and running in the coming months.